The pills Hannah Visser had taken were hitting her bloodstream, softening her vision and rendering her limbs tingly and loose when she reached the Garza's door, late to babysit their infant daughter. She paused on the walkway to respond to her brother's third text, then shut off her phone to end the conversation. He was out of town with their mother tonight, which meant no one would be home. Bonus. Her knuckles had barely grazed the front door when it swung open, revealing Nadine Garza in a bright yellow blouse with white cheetah print and the kind of black jeans that were actually leggings. Jeggings. An old person thing. But in Nadine's defense, she did just have a baby.
Hannah, so good to see you,
Nadine said and looked as though she might hug Hannah. Instead, the woman stepped aside and waved her into the house.
Come in, come in.
Sorry I'm late, Hannah said. No worries, I appreciate you getting yourself out here. Ben will take you home. Sure, Hannah said, wishing once again that she could fast forward the 21 months until her 16th birthday so she could drive herself. Those after babysitting car rides from dads were usually weird, but Ben was better than most. He talked to her about the world, about leaving Hagen and coming back. He treated her like an adult, like she mattered. He might be the only one. Her older brother and her parents treated her like a kindergartner. Where are you? When will you be home?
We're almost ready, Nadine said. You hungry?
The drugs were a warm buzz. She couldn't imagine feeling hungry ever again. Every inch of her was full and calm. The embarrassed rush she normally felt when forced to make eye contact with adults was absent. She could speak clearly, be confident. It was the most perfect sensation in the world.
I'm fine, Hannah said honestly. Well, you can help yourself. There's a bottle ready for Tiffany and two more in the fridge. Plus, there's always formula in the container beside the coffee maker.
This wasn't the first time Hannah had babysat Tiffany, but it was the first time she had watched the baby at night. The other times had been a few hours during the day, so Nadine could go to a meeting or do a few hours of work. Nadine was an accountant at Chase Visser Interiors, Hannah's much older brother's business.
Nadine always thinks Tiffany is going to eat like a linebacker when she's not around,
Ben Garza said, coming down the hallway from the bedroom in a white button-down shirt. Where Nadine was broad-shouldered and stocky, Ben was narrow and lean. It wasn't hard to imagine Nadine could take him in a fight. Not that Hannah had ever seen the Garzas fight. Unlike her own parents, who were at each other's throats constantly.
It's true,
Nadine said, laughing with her husband. With Ben and Nadine making final preparations, Hannah made her way to Tiffany, who lay sleeping quietly.